Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. This is Emily.
This is Rachel.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Fabian.
The gang's all here. And we are discussing our favorite anime opening themes. Why? Because we're nerds. We all like anime.
Yeah.
And there's so many good ones.
The idea for this podcast came about because Fabian listens to the same playlist of songs in his car, and like half of them are like anime openers or closers, and they're bops. And I was like, there are other anime opener and closer bops, and we do music, and we are nerds, so why not?
We do music.
And my playlist is not the same. There's just certain songs the same rotation that come up a lot because
okay.
I like them.
Okay. Well, you'll hear some today, folks.
Is this on Spotify? Because Spotify, the shuffle, is very questionable sometimes.
No, it's actually YouTube Music.
Okay. So, way back in the day, when I was in middle school, I discovered LimeWire. And I downloaded so many anime songs and then put them on burned CDs. And I would have them in my little CD binder. And I remember one day we were in chorus and the teacher kind of fucked off. And instead of practicing, I was like, hey, let's listen to my anime CD. And we put it on in the room. And me and my friends were having a great time. And everyone else was like, what the fuck is going on? I just want y'all to know that.
I took ag as an elective, you nerd.
Wait, agriculture?
Yeah.
Ew, okay. Anyway, I'm kidding. It's okay.
He grew up in a very rural area.
That is true. So my anime music story is that I watched Spirited Away and I had an awakening because I'd already watched anime at that point, but I was like, oh, it's so beautiful. And I, again, downloaded specifically the track Sixth Station from that movie from LimeWire. And I shit you not, I would play that on loop all night for years of my life in high school, to the point now that it's like a Pavlovian bell for me, that if I hear that song, I get sleepy.
I, in high school, had a YouTube playlist of anime openings, and I would listen to them while I mowed the yard every week, because that was my chore.
No one would think you were listening to that either. Just seeing yep. Kyle mowing the lawn, and he's just, like, bopping to, I don't even know what you were listening to.
Yeah, right?
I mean, for me, the biggest anime song story I have is the same one that a lot of people from our generation have. And it's like waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to the outro of Inuyasha.
Oh my God, yes! The outro of Inuyasha could be its own episode.
The second that you said wake up at 4 a.m., I was like, yep, we've all had that experience.
That's a millennial shared experience.
Yes.
And some of those Inuyasha songs were on my burned CDs. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah, nah, they definitely slap.
You know, thank you to whoever put them on LimeWire and it wasn't a clip of Bill Clinton and it didn't give me a virus. So thank you, whoever did that.
And it was called In the End.mp3.
If you are too young to know what LimeWire is, oh God, be thankful.
Yeah.
So let's get into the actual episode. We each picked three of our top anime openings, and we are going to go one by one by one. And my first one that I want to talk about is called Saturday Night Question by Megumi Nakajima, and it is the opening to Recovery of an MMO Junkie. It is just so high energy. Like, the first note, it is so iconic. It's like, it just got me so goddamn hyped for a romance slice of life. You know how hard that is. It just got me so hyped. And, like, it's so cute, and the animation is great because it's showing their MMO characters, it's showing them in real life. It's just a bunch of fun, and it is a great song.
I agree, it's good.
Honestly, I really like that anime, and the first time I heard that intro, it definitely puts you in the right mind state for the anime. And it's a really cute anime. I need to rewatch that, actually.
It is so underrated. I cannot recommend this anime enough.
All right, so my first pick is The Hero, Set Fire to the Furious Fist by Jam Project, and that's the opener for One Punch Man. I love this opener because it just goes balls to the wall the second it starts. Like, it's just heavy guitar, screaming, and it really does fit the anime super well. Even though the main character would never be the type to, like, scream, he's very serious. The anime is just so over the fucking top. It needs an over the fucking top opener, and this is it. It's only, I think, about, like, a minute and 30 seconds, so it's not a very long song. But I think your heart would stop if it actually went longer than a minute and 30 seconds just because of how intense the song is.
What punch! I mean, everybody loves that song for sure. I mean, there's just something about that. The hardness of the it's just very, very, like, I don't know. Makes you wanna pump your fist a little.
Yeah, this would be a great, like, start of your workout song.
Yeah.
Like, to get going. It's like taking a line of cocaine. Nah, I've never done that, but...
What she imagines taking a rail of cocaine would be.
Yes, exactly. Maybe akin to chugging an energy drink and then, like, going to fight someone. Like, that's what the song feels like.
It's for all the people out there punching a punching bag so hard alone in their garage.
Like, a speed bag?
Yes.
Yes, yes. All the 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 kilometer runs every day, guys.
My God.
It's that easy, everyone.
I'm more of a one sit-up, one... one push-up. Not even a 1 kilometer run, more like a 1 meter
walk.
Fast walk.
I just watch One Piece while I'm on the elliptical.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's actually such a good idea to have, like, one show that you watch while you're exercising. And for it to be One Piece, it's like, you're set for 10 years.
That's what I've been doing for the last, like, 3 weeks.
Kyle's been watching One Piece on the elliptical. I started back up watching Riverdale. Guess who just jingle jangle pilled right now? Guys, I am fully back into Riverdale, and it's not good. It is so not good, but there are 8 seasons, and I am watching them all on the elliptical.
It's just such a ridiculous show that you can't help, you, like, can't look away from it.
Like a car accident.
I was saying last night, One Piece is ridiculous, but I feel like a lot of it makes more sense and flows more than some of the random off-the-wall shit that happens in Riverdale.
We have to take this offline.
The highs and lows of American football.
Tease.
Yeah, you just said One Piece, and I'm just getting hype about the live action this Thursday. Anyway, moving on.
My first choice of an anime opening is the opening for Chivalry of a Failed Knight. I guess I should preface, I purposely chose, like, not the Evangelion opening or the Trigun opening because I thought that was kind of boring to me. I figured I'd choose things that I liked that weren't extremely mainstream.
So mainstream stuff is too good for you?
No, I'm just like, if I had to pick 3, I'd pick, like, the Toonami, DBZ, Ava, and Trigun. And that's kind of boring because that's, like, every top list. I want to do something a little more fun.
I'd say between the 4 of us, we have a nice blend of the two.
So it's the opening for Chivalry of a Failed Knight. And it's, like, a pretty high energy rock song. But the opening is, like, all black and white except for all these, like, red blood, like, textures that they add. And it goes so well with the song. It's just very, like, it's very high energy and it fits the anime very well.
Wow, that just could be song. Described as the second song you chose, too. Black, white, and red. High intensity.
Exactly. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it's a really good song for a good anime that is never going to get a season two, but deserves one.
It is a pretty banger song, but I have never seen the anime.
We should watch it.
Have you seen it?
No, actually, I borrowed it from Kyle, and I never got a chance to watch it, but I made sure I gave it back before you guys moved.
Yeah, I still have it. It's really good.
I think it is, too. I need to. It's one of the things on my list that I need to get to. I'm just so enamored by so many isekai, because I'm isekai-loving trash, as you'll see from my... Well, no, actually, I think I only have one isekai on my list, so...
You really held back.
Yes, yes, I did. But I too, like Kyle, wanted to, you know, kind of go off of the beaten path when it comes to a lot of the, like, more mainstream, more popular anime. And I went with Shinda, which is, I'm pretty sure it just means die or dead. It comes from the Heroes Already Dead anime. It's a newer anime. I'm not sure if it'll get a second season. I really enjoyed it. It's really silly, but the song itself is really, like, kind of dance tracky. Like, as soon as it starts, you kind of want to get up and dance with it. And as soon as it plays in the car, I'm like jumping side to side, enjoying myself, singing along as much as I can. If you haven't seen the anime, you should definitely check out the song because it's a bop.
The song almost reminds me in sound of almost like a carnival, like clown theme. It's kind of like da 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 da.
Yeah, kind
of. Like, so it kind of has that quality to it, but it also has some bass and stuff backing it up, so it doesn't sound like one note. Like, this is a carnival song. It's also very dancey. It makes you want to get up and dance.
It's well mixed. It's really good. And the song itself, when you watch the video, it has an English translation. So, like, it kind of pertains to the anime. It doesn't give away any of the story, but it has a lot of the themes of the anime. And me being a little goth boy, like all of the skeletons and necromancer and death. Like, I'm just like, yeah, that's me. I love that. That's cute.
They're almost like death marionettes is kind of what it looks like, yeah, in the opener.
So, I don't know this anime. What is the basic premise of it?
The premise is that the main character wants to live a quiet life in the country. He's really good at setting traps, and he's not into active hunting or fighting. He's more into, like, I'm just gonna set up a trap and let, you know, my setup do the work for me. And he lives in a world where there are, like, these demons and stuff that, like, raid towns and ravage them. They're monsters and such. And there's a hero that already saved the world once, but something happened and the seal was broken. And he's out traveling trying to save the world again. And he comes upon his village and he ends up getting killed by one of his traps because there was, like, some delicious pork there. And he kind of, like, gets lured over to it. And that's the first episode. And through some necromancy, the OP ends up in the body of the hero afterward. And I'm like, I don't want to ruin the rest of the plot, but it's not like the greatest anime ever made, but it's cute. It's a cute little anime that I'm not sure if it'll get another season, but if it does, I'll definitely watch it.
I guess since nobody's seen Chivalry of a Failed Knight, the basic premise is there are magical knights. They can basically summon swords and weapons, and they go to a high school where they have, it's basically an entire tournament arc. And one guy is from a very famous family, but he's really shitty. He's the worst knight there. And instead of falling for every harem trap, he gets a girlfriend in episode one.
Nice.
And stays with her the whole time. And it's very good.
Very cool. So my second anime opening is, well, I don't know if you guys have heard of this one, but it's really good. It's called Tank by Seatbelts, and it's for the anime called Cowboy Bebop.
And if you've never
seen
Cowboy Bebop.
I've never heard of such a thing.
So this is kind of an obvious choice, but this was the number one song, like the very first song on my burned anime playlist CD thing that I got from LimeWire.
I think pretty much every anime opening's like mix tape is gonna have this on it. It bangs so fucking hard.
I mean, immediately you just get hit. It's extremely jazzy and upbeat and super fun. Like, we played this at our wedding to get people hype. It is so good. And then the animation is so stylish. It's a throwback. It's futuristic. It's mod. It's 1920s. It's space cowboy. It's everything all at once. And it's amazing. If you have not seen it, and I'm sure there's maybe one of you out there, just look it up on YouTube. The opening is so good.
I mean, it's so good that when they did the live action, they just used that and recreated the opening as a live action. Like, they were like, why reinvent the wheel?
Nah, yeah, it's definitely one of those songs that as soon as you hear it, you just kind of want to get up. It made me feel like when I was a kid, like, oh, this is good music. Like, this is what real, like, jazz good music is like. And when I grew up and I found out, like, all the work that was put into it and then, like, just the history of the composer and the band, like, it's insane. Like, the director of Cowboy Bebop is the same director of Samurai Champloo, and that's another one that has a crazy soundtrack that I'm surprised I didn't even think about throwing that on here, honestly.
I didn't until this moment, and that song, I think, is Sunflower by Nujabes.
I think so.
Or the artist is Nujabes, who's sadly passed away, but R.I.P., man. That was a really good song, too.
Honorable mention.
Spoiler for a future episode, I was going to put the ending on our anime endings episode.
Yes, we definitely have to do that too, because there's an ending that I was thinking of this entire time that I'm like, no, it's an ending. We're doing an openings episode. So we're definitely doing a closing.
And there are so many good ending songs too. Like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So my number two pick is Moonlight Densetsu, the English version, which is by Tetsuya Komuro and Kaneko Oda. And this, if you didn't know, is the opener to Sailor Moon, which I'm sure you've at least heard of if you haven't watched. I picked this one because it's literally probably the first anime opening I heard in my entire life. Sailor Moon was a really big thing for millennials, and it definitely like took me and all my friends by storm. I was even talking to my sister-in-law the other day, and she was like, oh my gosh, yes, Sailor Mars was my favorite, and Sailor Mars was my favorite as well. And it was a fun bonding moment because we were like, yeah, us and our friends would like run around and pretend we were Sailor Scouts. And so this opening really, you know, I could pick it up from anywhere. Like, even just the instrumental, like, da 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 da, like, just that, I would be like, ah, it's the Sailor Moon song.
The Sailor Moon opening is truly a do not skip.
Yeah. Definitely. Iconic.
My second choice is the opening for Future Diary. Emily's making fun of me a minute ago about, you know, black and white opening with red accents and high intensity. And yet again, this is that exact type of opening. The song, it has a lot of buildup. It starts out with like chorus chanting, and it's very like rock oriented, heavy. And as it goes, it keeps building up and building up and building up. And then the end is very, very like letting all of that buildup out. And it does something that I think is really funny and cool in openings, which is it spoils the entire show, but you don't know it until you've watched the whole show. And so rewatching the opening after I read somebody say that, I was like, oh, yeah, it really does kind of spoil the whole thing if you already know. It fits the song and the opening and the anime so well, I think.
It's a very epic song.
Yes, it is.
Like, when you hear it, you're like, whoo, shit is about to go down.
And it does.
It really does. That show is off the wall.
It's one of those shows that I actually have not watched all the way through, and I've had it spoiled for me by the internet, obviously, a million times, but, like, it's one of those things that it's definitely one of those songs that bang hard, yeah, for sure.
It is a wild-ass show.
Okay, so my second pick was actually One Piece opening. It's the 24th opening for One Piece. It's called Paint by I Don't Like Mondays. This song, every time I hear it, I mean, it makes me want to get up and be somebody. Like, I know that sounds weird, but it really does. Like, it's super uplifting. I think it's a perfect wake-up song, too. Like, because it's not, like, my third pick or, like, Rachel's first pick. That was very, like, hard metal, very in-your-face, yell in your ear. It's very, like, Tony, just dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Like, oh, man, it's just so nice. I get goosebumps thinking about it. But yeah, it's and of course, you know, if anybody who's a One Piece fan and who's caught up, it's part of the Wano arc. So, like, I know, Kyle, you're not there yet, but when you get there, you're gonna like it. It's really nice.
Yeah,
I was actually really surprised that the One Piece movie that you showed me,
oh, the most recent had one, Film Red.
Yeah, it had such beautiful music. It's not something I was expecting One Piece to have, but did they not, like, create those songs specifically for that movie?
Yeah,
yeah, and some of them were really, really good. So. You don't have to know anything about One Piece. I watched it and it was just fine. But another honorable mention, I guess.
Okay, my last song has a lot of sentimental value for me, and I think a lot of other millennials too. It's Sakura Kiss by Chieko Kawabe, and it is the opening to Ouran High School Host Club. Kiss, kiss, fall in love. Kiss, kiss, fall in love. We can all hear it in our heads. Super, super, super iconic. It's just so fun and uplifting. And, like, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it a couple times on this podcast, but, like, the string version of Sakura Kiss was my bridal march. I just remember watching the show in three parts on YouTube way back in the early 2000s. Yep. And I would never, ever skip the opening because this song fucking banged.
It's so good.
I do not like the English dub of it, though, that they put in the English dub episodes of Ouran.
That is, like, my one gripe with the dub. I think the dub is very good, except for that.
Yeah, like, why dub the songs? I don't get it.
Okay, to be fair, this is a tangent, but the We Are cover that Vic Mignogna does, and, like, I hate him, but his cover for the first One Piece opening is good.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, there are some songs that when they English dub them, they're really good. Like, some of them. It's been a while since I've heard a really good English dub song, though, but there are a few gems amongst the trash, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, just like with the Sailor Moon song, you know, that's the first one I heard. I'd never heard the Japanese version, so that's the one that, you know, I have the emotional connection to.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love, everyone.
That song really reminds me of early college with you and Chelsea and in the anime club, Emily. It just, like, vividly, just that.
I remember on literally the first day that we met, when we met in the dining hall, we went back to your dorm and I was like, oh, do you want to watch something? You were like, oh, what do you want to watch? I was like, oh, let's watch an anime. Let's watch Ouran High School Host Club. And you're like, I've never seen that. And then I made you watch it.
And then I think we watched Law and Order SVU.
Jesus.
Yes.
Like, you know, Shot Chaser. A bit of whiplash there.
Nah, it was your guys being in tune with the universe, like watching Vic Mignogna, and then like, oh, we need to go watch.
Oh my god,
SVU.
Damn.
It was that, and what else were we watching in your dorm? Jellyfish Princess.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I remember watching that in college too.
Yeah, we were watching that in Rachel's dorm.
I almost put that one on, but it got edged out by the other one I have.
That's a good one too. Honorable mention. Yes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, my third song is Smile Bomb by Mawatari Matsuko. The English version was also sang by Sarah White, and that's the one that I'm specifically referring to from Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes, this song slaps so hard.
Very classic.
Mm-hmm. Fabian went through a phase where he, like, rewatched Yu Yu Hakusho, and I forgot this song existed.
It's not a phase. I do it every couple years.
Yeah, so...
Me with Dragon Ball.
But I would watch, like, random episodes. We didn't watch it, like, religious... He watched it religiously all the way through, but I was just coming in at various points. But every time that opening song would come on, I would feel the need to, like, run into the living room and, like, twerk slowly to this song.
And I never skipped it, so it was just playing and just over and
dab,
over.
The best way I can describe that song is vibes.
Yes.
It's vibes.
It's such a bop. And you know what it reminds me of? It's like so aggressively like 90s friendship journey. Like that's exactly what it sounds like.
I don't know where to go.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It gives such a good feeling and it hypes you up so much. But the only problem is that sometimes Yu Yu Hakusho is depressing and dark. And between episodes you get this very upbeat opener and you're like getting whiplash a little bit, but it's such a classic. I had to put it on. Please listen if you've never seen Yu Yu Hakusho before.
Okay, my last choice is the Bakano opening. If you have never heard or seen the Bakano opening, it's on par with, like, the Cowboy Bebop opening. It's very jazzy, very fast-paced, which, yet again, fits the anime very well because it's set in, like, the 20s. And it's made by the same guy who made Durarara, which has a massive cast, and Bakano also has a really big cast. And the opening is just this cool jazzy instrumental as it cycles through all of the main characters with their name cards. And then, but the way that it is blended together is so stylish and cool. And the music is so, so good. And it just gets you really hyped for the show, which is batshit insane if you've never seen it. But I also have an emotional connection to this song because Emily and I used it as our walkout music for our wedding reception. And a friend actually mentioned to us that when we were coming out, we were kind of running out of time for the song. So yeah. we kind of jogged a little bit and we did exactly what Nice and Jacuzzi do in the opening on accident. And I always think that's very funny. So I always think about that.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's the universe giving you a little gift there.
Yeah.
My third pick is another obscure anime opening. It's called Ah, My Romantic Road by, I think it's Peli K. It's from Skeleton Knight in Another World. Yes, my isekai trash did make it into the list. It was gonna happen no matter what. It could have been all isekai, honestly.
At least it wasn't the vending machine isekai.
Or it could have been. It could have, honestly, the opening, that time I got reincarnated as a slime, is another bop.
That is another bop.
But yeah, this one rocks hard, like the One Punch Man opening. Like, from the beginning, it's like, and then just screaming.
Nice.
At the top of their lungs. It's wonderful. Every time it's in the car, I'm going like 90 miles an hour in a 35. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, it's, and I'm not, I wish I was joking. Thank God Gainesville PD hasn't, stopped me, but yeah.
That sounds awesome. I feel like you need an insane song for an insane premise about being a skeleton knight in another world.
Yeah. Has anyone else watched that, or should Fabian give like a brief synopsis?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I think the title says it all, right?
I mean, it really does. Like, it's legitimate. It's an isekai guy somehow ends up in his video game character in another world who happens to be a skeleton in a full body suit of armor. So people don't know he's a skeleton, and he's crazy OP, just like any other awesome isekai. And he has a cute little, like, kitsune pet that, like, he gets eventually. It's awesome. It's really good. But, yeah, another one that I'm not sure we'll get a second season, so it is what it is. I enjoy my isekai trash and keep it moving.
Well, that was all of our anime opening theme picks. I will make a playlist with all the music in it, so keep your eyes peeled for that. It should be in the description of this podcast, or just look on our Facebook and there'll be a handy little link. All great songs, all great anime. Does anyone else have anything to say before we end the episode?
Don't skip the anime intros. Don't watch them though, just listen. Cause like, I feel my biggest complaint about all anime intros is that they give away too much about the plot. It's great for the people who read the manga, not so great for anime only watchers, just saying.
All right, let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations. I am going to recommend Super Shy by NewJeans.
Such a freaking bop.
I'm going to recommend Glitch by Kwon Eunbi.
I'm going to recommend an oldie, Lucifer by Shiny.
I'm going to recommend another oldie as well, 21st Century Girl by BTS.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/soulmatespodcast.
You can find us on Instagram, where we have our link tree, which links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
You can check out some of our videos on YouTube under our channel name, Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever. Just make sure you follow, you like, you subscribe, because we're there every other Friday for your ear holes. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye!
Deuces.